are about to hear a life-changing message preached at the Qadesh Family Church in Memphis by the Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. In this Sunday's teaching, Reverend Lindsay preached on the Lord's Prayer Formula. In this message, you will hear about how to develop your prayer habit by inviting in God's presence. You will also hear about practical steps on how to apply the Lord's Prayer Formula to your daily life as Jesus taught us in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. So sit back, relax, and be blessed by this anointed word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? I'm excited to be back in church.
Those who know your name, put their trust in you. There is no other faithful God, so loving and true.
Those
who know your name,
put
your trust in you.
There is no other,
there is no other faithful God, so loving and true. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me.
How I love.
Oh, how I love of Jesus.
How I love.
Oh, how I love his name so sweet.
How I love.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name is more to me.
Can you give your loudest shout and hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank the Lord to be in church, that we are in church one more time by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Today is a beautiful day. I'm saying that because Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This
Amen.
Is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. If somebody is glad that the Lord made this day, give the Lord a wave in the name of Jesus.
I'm Hallelujah. So
now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to announce, you know, first of all, thank you, Father, for bringing us safely back to church. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your anointing in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Listen, guys, before I preach, and I'm going to say it again, we are coming back to church. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Ooh, amen.
We are coming back to face-to-face, in-person church by God's grace with proper COVID protocols.
Amen.
So not everybody can come. And anybody who would like to be in church, you need to now apply.
Wow.
And then it will be a first-come,
wow,
first-served basis.
Wow.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, so what we're going to do is that, yeah, so put your application in now. If you want to come, we're starting this week. This week is just for the technical team. Yeah, we're going to show you the arrangement. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Amen. And, you know, airlines have returned back to activity. Restaurants are back to activity. Schools are back together. They do some this way, some that way. I am just asking myself, why not the church?
Wow. Amen.
Why not the church of God? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24 and 25, he says that consider one another to provoke one another unto love and unto good works. Okay. And then verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but rather we should encourage one another, or exhort one another.
Wow.
And so much the more as we see the day approaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look, every day we miss without fellowship is a day wasted. Now, a few people that approached me that, you know what, we've been going somewhere to go to this church, go to Bellevue here, go to this chapel here, just to feel the fellowship which God initially created. Even Jesus could have preached from heaven and I would have heard on earth, but he decided to come and fellowship. You know, when you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 4, the grace of God is about fellowships. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians, the last verse of the whole book. The grace, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, okay, be with us all. So communion is a very important. Communion means fellowship, means participating, okay? It means social intercourse. Social, okay, social integration. Okay, so this social distancing thing is good, but so long as we can do things right, you all go to work. You all go to work. Those people work from home, there are days that they say come, and then they, yesterday I was going to get a car rental, and they say a few people can come inside, some stay outside. We too, a few people can come inside, so that we can continue and have fellowship. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So from next Sunday, the Zoom is going to continue even when the COVID goes away. By the grace of God, why am I saying that? Because now we have international brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Intercity brothers and sisters.
Wow.
I just came from Indiana. We have some members there who come from there, who watch from there. We have some members who watch from Europe.
Wow.
Some members watch from Africa. There are some members who are in Iowa, some members who are in Colorado, all kinds of places. So as for the Zoomers, come to stay. And even for those of us who live in Memphis, it's not everybody that will be able to come here because of social distancing. Even before the COVID time, we were packed up, you know, tight here. So it's not going to work that everybody's going to come here. But by the grace of God, we have been given an opportunity to look for our own cathedral. Wow. By the grace of God. Put your hands together for
this. Wow.
So I believe that we are going to get one. And with time, we will all be able to gather together. But for now, please, anybody you feel, look, I just want to go to church. I'm tired of just Zooming in. Well, don't get tired of Zooming in because Zoom is not going to stop. All right? Only that if you want to have fellowship. Now it's open. Next week, we're determining how many. If it's only 20 or 30 we can have in the whole place, we are doing the calculation, but it's a first comes, first served basis. Okay. So I'm hearing that, you know, we have more than 30,
wow,
but I'm going to ascertain that, you know, to make sure. But my number is 30 to start. I was just told that they did the calculation, they've done the arrangement, it's about 45, but I think we'll start slow. Okay. So we'll start with about 30 to make sure that we've properly mastered the social distancing patterns. And then so we're going to not make it just 6 feet, we're going to make it more than that because we want to be safer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then everybody who comes here, our protocols will be in place. There will be all the door handles will be sanitized before you come in. Everything you can touch will be sanitized. We'll spray the place, and then we will have hand sanitizers right there. You know, you are not going to press it. Somebody's going to press it into your hands.
Wow.
Because each time they press, somebody puts something. No, you're going to press it into your hands.
Wow.
And then you come in with your mask.
Wow.
All right? So come in with your mask, and then you sit the, COVID distancing style. And then I will be standing here and preaching.
Wow.
By the grace of God. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
All right?
Woo.
We're back in church. So we are not forsaking ourselves. So please apply. Who are they going to apply through? Apply through your shepherd. Apply through your shepherd. So this week, we're going to start our Wasenta meetings on Wednesdays, 7 p.m. or whatever your time is. Clap again for the Lord
Woo!
Jesus. All right. So apply quickly. I have applied, please. My first application. So please, don't leave me behind. Yeah. Ladies, Sister Ariel, if you don't apply, first comes first serve. So, all right. Yeah. All right, Pastor Richard, so be sure that you are there. Otherwise, we'll leave you behind.
Wow.
Okay. Beautiful. Now, somebody may ask, what about the children? The children, hold them at home for now, and we are going to plan what to do about that, okay? So maybe if you have children, you can stay home, and then one of the spouses can come at a time the following week, the other spouse, because after all, you can't all come anyway. So I suggest that those who have kids, you feel like coming, that's okay. Just like when your spouse goes to work, the children are taken care of. Once your child, your spouse comes, you can take care of, and then after closing, they can come and help. We are going to run shifts. Wisdom. The wisdom of the serpent is happening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So just for your information, and if you're not, I know a lot of people really, really want to come. And I applaud you for that. But please understand us, if you apply and we tell you, well, the quota has been met. Immediately, the quota is met. You who was number, if we took only 30, the next, who, all those who applied, number 30, 31 to whatever, will be the first for the following week.
Wow.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, what I mean is that the people who came to church, if it's next week 30 people come, you should try. Those who want to come who haven't been there, you should be able to give way to them. If we don't get too much and we're adding you, fine. But at least those who couldn't, who applied late, let them also join. So we will figure out a way of making sure everybody has the opportunity. I know you miss church. I know you miss me.
We do.
I know especially Mrs. Tariel, by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So when you come up, observe all the protocols, it will be fantastic. And gradually, we will all be able to fellowship. One person told me, he said, Pastor, I'm excited about the service. We've managed to get the Zoom beautifully done, but it will be nice to see one another and to touch one another. You know, you don't need to wear gloves to come, please. Let me tell you something. Gloves are worse than free hand. All of you who wear gloves, I see people on the plane wearing gloves, and then they keep the gloves all day. They said, I haven't touched myself. The gloves, what it does is you can't wash your hands. So gloves, you touch something here. You say, I don't want anything to touch my hands. So you fix this, and then you keep. Then you pick your iPad. Then you go, I don't want anything to touch my hand. Then you go and touch all the things. Because of that, you don't wash. And then you go and pick your microphone. You are just spreading things. But meanwhile, if you didn't wear gloves, then right after you touch this, you can sanitize your hand. You can wash your hands. So gloves are not a good idea in this pandemic.
Mm.
It is a super spreader.
Hey.
Okay? It's a super spreader. Don't use it. The only reason you see the gloves being used in hospitals and you copy blindly. No, in hospital, once we use the glove once, we throw it away. But you can't afford to throw it away. You see? Why do we throw it away? Because one touch is enough. All right? So don't use it. It's not smart. Hallelujah. Well,
amen.
We want to go on. Now, again, I just want you to know the weather is better. We are about 50 degrees now. Glory to God. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Woo!
Now, those of us who got your pipes burst and all that, I mean, sorry about it. God will keep you.
Amen.
At least you are not in the flood that destroyed everybody in the world.
Wow.
Except Noah. All right? You are not alone. All of us had some of the issues. And God is taking care of us in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord take care of you in this period.
Amen.
Everyone that your pipe was broken, you had some showers. May God convert that into showers of blessing
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
May God replace with showers. Those who survived it, look at them. They were the ones through whom the world was replenished. God will replenish everything
in
that you've
Jesus
lost.
Name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. And so that's an important announcement. And I will be, God willing, this whole week, every day of the week, maybe we may visit some of you. You know, you talked about a DoorDash blessing.
Wow.
Will come with the oil of the anointing to pray for you.
Amen.
Okay? To come. Sister Ariel and myself and one or two pastors will come. And I will come. We'll just come. Everybody, the prayer of faith. Remember, we said in James chapter 5 and verse number 14, is any sick? And this is a sickness era. They're sick psychologically, sick of loneliness, sick of depression, sick of COVID environment, sick of, isolationism, all these things. Sick financially, sometimes pocketitis. All right? any form of sickness, even all that. Is any sick among you? Call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. We are bringing oil from Israel.
Wow.
When that oil touches you, the fragrance alone will cause all demons to flee. What's in Jesus' name. And Bible says that, and when we do that and come and pray, the prayer of faith, the next verse, will heal the sick. And the Lord himself shall raise him up. God will promote you. God will lift you up. God will move you forward. God will elevate you. And even if you've committed sins, they shall be forgiven you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're coming with Jesus' blood of forgiveness through that oil and healing. Bible says, those that believe in my name, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In Mark chapter 16, I believe, from verse 15 down, they shall recover. You will recover from everything that has brought you down in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
So it's a spiritual Amen. Exercise. You know, I know many of you have called, Pastor, when will you come and visit us? We will come. Now we are coming by the grace of God.
Amen.
Now we are coming. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now, if any of you want a particular prayer to be prayed, you can also text me before. So your shepherds will arrange that and tell your shepherds when the whole week, every day, we'll be visiting some people, and then Saturday we'll continue by the grace of God. All right? Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Well, let's go straight to the word. We have a short time. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we adore you. We really love you. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Father, we hallow your name. We serve you. We adore you. We say you are king. Be king of our lives. Be king in this place. Where the word of the king is, there is power. Therefore, let your word have free course and bring power. Your word says you will sanctify us by the cleansing with water by the word. May your word do that job. I pray your Holy Spirit will be here. Lord, be elevated. Be exalted. May you be lifted up that all men will be drawn unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Again, clap for the Lord Jesus and give the Lord a word wherever you are. Well, last week was a very important, a couple of weeks that we all prayed so much. Now we want to change it to personal prayers, all right? Personal, because sometimes when you go to a job fair, all of us get to a job fair, but it's not about the job fair. It's supposed to train you how to get a job. This was a prayer fair. It's supposed to teach us how to pray. All right, that's why the book we're using for this month is How to Pray. All right, so we're going to be now going into it to personalize it. All right, every week, instead of doing what we did from 9 to 2 a.m., we're going to give only 1 hour opportunity in the morning, 5 to 6 every day, 5 to 6 a.m. every day, and it's going to be by this Zoom. Hallelujah. It is the same Zoom. Now we're going by the Zoom. Only don't do Zoom by pictures, okay? Just come on Zoom. All our prayer meetings are going to be the same thing from now. All right? The same thing we use for service, we're going to use for our Zoom prayers in the morning. Just click on the Zoom. You're coming for a prayer meeting, just like we did with Bishop's prayers. Just Zoom in like that. That's for everything. Amen. Just, you know, if you don't want to be seen, just put it on no video. Just, do you get my point?
Yes.
So there's no prayer line or anything anymore. Everything is by Zoom. All our services, all our meetings, just by this Zoom. Come on it. I mean, many people got confused the last time about where is the prayer meeting, what's the number, and all your confusion is going to go away. And some people too, Zoom, they said you should pay. Zoom is free. Mm-hmm. All right, so now we're coming for the prayer meetings on Zoom. 5 to 6, clap for the Lord Jesus, AM.
Woo!
All right, every work center with your work center leader. So everybody will be told which day you belong. So every day there's going to be prayer, but you're going to come to your particular day. And if you want to come on any other day, you're also allowed. And every day there's going to be a pastor and your shepherds, okay? A pastor who supervises, your shepherds may lead or the pastor may lead. So tomorrow, again, the kids, I am with the children. Clap for the Lord Jesus. All the way from 0 to 18, your day is tomorrow. Come along. And every adult who feels you are a child at heart and Jesus likes you, you can also join us.
Amen.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ, suffer the little children to come to me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. So they come personally with me every Monday. Your children will be prayed for, and I'll gather your children to pray for you, to pray for your finances, to pray for your future, to pray for your health, to pray for their careers, to pray for about their behaviors, to pray about their friends, to pray about their academic life, everything, to pray about their Christianity, to pray about their rudeness and their disrespect. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
so that's on Monday. Every other day is the adults. Hallelujah. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to be praying over the couple of weeks the three greatest prayers of all time.
Wow.
That's the topic. The three greatest prayers of all time. And today I want us to learn about the Lord's Prayer Formula. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The Lord's Prayer Formula. I know that I've said a few things about the Lord's Prayer, but today I want to personalize it. Let me tell you, when you are brought into this world, what is the greatest skill that you think a baby should have? What's the greatest skill that a baby should have if you want to see the baby mature? It's called the skill of talking.
Wow.
Talking.
Wow.
Communication.
Wow.
Yeah. No matter how big the baby, if you cannot communicate, you are called socially sick.
Wow.
You are falling behind by your milestones. A child who cannot. So the biggest skill. So you realize that if you're a physician or a pediatrician, you realize that the milestones are, yeah, you get up and you walk. That's great. Animals also get up to walk. Yeah, you jump around. That's great. Where you cry, that's great. Where you eat, that's great. But the thing that shows maturity is that is used best in the milestones of development is your ability to communicate. Communicate. To smile when you're supposed to smile. To say dada when you're supposed to say dada. They always say dada first before mama.
Wow.
Because dada uses a fewer muscles. When you say dada, you don't even use your lips. It's just the tongue, da, da. But mama, you use the tongue plus the lips. That's why they start off also by kissing their mother's faith. Clap for the Lord Jesus. When they say mama, they use the tongue, they use their mouth, they use their lips. It's a higher level of a child who cannot say mama. The dada is a lower form. But mama, it means you've gone ahead to use more muscles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what I'm trying to tell you is that, and then we talk about when they can string words together. You see, at a certain point, it's okay to say dada. You know, just like, you see, just some people. So prayer is also a way of communication that shows the development of a spiritual person.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
So initially when you say dada, we say, wow, he said dada. Then you say, mom, say, wow. Initially, just say amen when people pray. You say, preach on. But then when you start developing your skill to communicate with God, now you have become mature.
Wow.
And the longer you can stay in conversation with God, the more mature you are assessed to be.
That's it.
Okay? So when you string words together, now you can even write. Now you can even read. Now you can even communicate and say, mama said this. You see, now that's when now you grow to a point where your communication skills, you don't just pray about yourself, you pray about people, you pray about others, and now you even teach others to pray. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Woo.
So we're on that road of development. Development. You see that? Yeah, development. The Bible says in Jude verse 20, it says that, brethren or beloved, building up ourselves in the most holy faith. Praying in the Spirit or in the Holy Ghost. Jude is one chapter 20. So he talks about, beloved, building up or developing ourselves. Jude 20. Building up or developing ourselves. But ye beloved, building up or developing ourselves. Okay, so build up is not a muscle thing. It's a developmental milestone.
Wow.
Prayer is a developmental milestone.
Amen.
So building yourselves in the most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praying is part of the building up process. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, I just want us all to be aware of that fact that the more you can talk to God, the better. You know, sometimes you need people, people who are babies who speak a lot. Usually they have bigger brothers or they have parents who speak to them. They have a bigger family. Well, thank God you have a bigger family. Clap
Amen.
For the Lord Jesus. You can preach faster. You can pray faster. You can pray more because you have a big community of pastors who want to teach you, shepherds who want to be there for you. All these are developed. And Bishop himself came to help. Over the last 2 weeks, what was being done was a training and developmental springboard for us to be able to now develop ourselves. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scripture, I believe it's in Ephesians. Is it 4:16 or one of them? Anyway, but there's a scripture that says, brethren, I mean, speaking the truth to one another, you know, I think it's 4:15. Bring Ephesians. Yeah, good. He said, by speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So speaking, you see, the truth in love. Okay. Well, usually we talk about it in terms of relationship. Well, when you speak one to another, you develop a relationship. When God is the object of your speaking, the subject of your speaking, the target of your speaking, you also develop a relationship with him. You know, when Lady Pastor saw me, and wanted to develop a relationship with me. Listen, I mean, I'll be in my room and she'll just appear.
Hey.
And when she would appear, you know, I'm moving around, so the cameraman should be alert. We're not just standing in one place anymore. And she would appear and she would talk. And I would have no choice but to talk back.
Wow.
And as she would talk and we walked, and then suddenly I realized that she was falling in love with me.
Wow.
She was falling in love with me. She was falling in love. And I had no choice. I had no choice but to allow her to marry me.
Hey.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amazing. Wow.
Amen. Wow. Hey, the talking is working. So, you know, the way to develop a relationship to the point where it's marital, and it's been 24 years and we're still talking. And what is keeping the relationship together is the talking, When you are talking to God, it's also a relationship development and it's called prayer.
Amen.
When Sister Ariel is talking to me, we call rapping. He's just wooing me. It's called wooing. He's just trying to woo me, trying to entice me.
Love it mine
because it was nice. Well, when it comes to God, it's called prayer. But ladies and gentlemen, the way you see your lady pastor in love with pastor, that's how it will be with you and God.
Amen.
I mean, God will always want you around him. God will shower you with gifts. God will want, there's no place you go that God will not be around you. I just came from Indiana. She followed me there. She came back with me. God is going to be around you like Sister Alice around pastor because of prayer. Because of prayer. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah, that's why that song, I come, you have to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear. Believe me, prayer, you hear God's word falling on my ears. It says the Son of God is closest. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Sister Ariel talked me until we got to honeymoon, and the joy that we shared. And the joy that we shared. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that sometimes it's difficult to stay in the presence of the Lord for a long time. But the only way to do it is to keep doing it.
Amen.
As you keep talking, it will become nicer. It will become nicer. You will develop to a point in prayer where it's just a joy. You wake up, you cannot wait to have your quiet time with the Lord. You and the Lord alone together. Three will become a crowd. Where you don't want your spouse in there in your closet. Where you don't want your children in the closet. You don't even want your pastor in there in the closet. Let me tell you, group prayer is great. But as you develop your relationship with God, group prayer becomes a nuisance to you. It becomes a problem to you. It becomes a distraction to your personal relationship. You will realize that at a point, the only reason why you go for a group prayer is because you are coming with some people that you want to also develop what you have with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So this is about personal relationship with God, building up ourselves, building up, growing up in the Lord, growing up in Him, growing in Him, growing in our relationship. Yes. You see that? And we spoke. Bible says about Ezekiel. Elijah and Elisha. It says as they walked and they talked, they had a bond so much that when Elijah was going up, the mantle was put upon Elisha. Look, when we talk with the Lord, anyone who has developed the art of speaking with God through prayer is a man that is connected, one, protected, two, has provisions, three, has the character of God. I'm telling you, anybody you speak to for a long time, you just develop. At a point, you speak just like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why preachers who don't spend time, they don't preach as well as I do. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Who don't spend time with the Lord by the grace of God. That is why you are about to become such a great preacher. Because
Amen.
You speak, you preach like Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. So that's what we are talking about. And I believe that it's going to be a great time spending time with the Lord yourself. Yourself. Yourself.
Hey, Uncle John.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
The first topic that is going to, you see, sometimes when you are going to talk to somebody and you want to spend a lot of time with a person, there are two ways of doing it. Two ways of doing it. When you don't have a certain relationship already, you need to have a theme, a plan. You need to have an idea of, look, I'm going to speak after this, I'll do this, I'll do this. And as you develop based on the list, very soon, you wouldn't need a list anymore. These days, Sister Aria comes wanting to talk to me. She doesn't come with a list. Those days, she will have to plan so that she will attract me. Yeah. I remember the first day I had to speak to her. I had to go and tell my friends, what should I say? My friend told me, tell her, would you mind being my beloved? Yeah. Would you mind being my beloved? And I said it. And then she said, what? I said, no. So, what did you say? I said, I'm not going to say it again because it was finished. That's all I could say. Then he said after that, you have to bring Sprite and Kim crackers and all that strategy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I am also like that friend. I'm your friend. I have developed this. And I had to speak to her friends who had been spending time with her, who knew how to interact with her, who had been interacting with her. The best person to speak to when you want to develop a relationship with another person, find a friend, a very good friend of that person. and tell them what is the best way to reach to this person. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I'm going to introduce you. You want to have a relationship with God through prayer. You want to be able to talk to God freely without having an agenda. I'm going to introduce you to somebody who had been speaking to God all through from the beginning. God said, "Let us make man in our own image." God was speaking to Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John chapter 1, I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm going to introduce you to somebody who is going to show us how, what is the best way to speak to God.
Amen.
What is the best way to pray? Amen. You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Sister Ariel? What shall I say now? That is what we're doing. I'm introducing you to Jesus.
Know what to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What shall I ask for?
For Jesus is the one. Bible says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning. He was with God. And there was nothing made. Without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it. All these things was from the beginning.
Man.
It says, let us make man in our image. You see that? All that Jesus knows about relationship. So I'm going to ask Jesus to teach us how to pray.
Man.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. Jesus's prayer formula. It's called the Lord's Prayer Formula.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And the Bible says, and the disciples were there. He said, Lord, teach us to pray. I think it's in Luke chapter 11, right? Luke chapter 11 from verse 1. Luke chapter 11 from verse 1. The Bible says, and it came to pass that as he was praying, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he stopped or ceased, one of the disciples came, said to him, Lord Jesus, teach us to pray. As John also taught his disciples to pray. John had been spending time with God and taught his disciples. Jesus had been spending time with God forever. He's the best person to teach you to pray. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And then Jesus said in he said to them, when you pray, say. My friend told me, when you go to Sister Ariel, say this. I know it will work. Say this. And look at the relationship. We have developed, you will develop a relationship with God. You even be fruitful.
Amen.
You bear fruit for the Lord.
Amen.
Fruits of the Spirit. Fruits of salvation. Amen. Fruits of any kind, but it will be only good fruits.
Amen.
Yeah. You see, my color as it is quite a dark type of thing. But because of my interaction with her, the person who taught me to speak to her. Today we burn fruits and their color is such a chocolate. It's really sweet. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Your fruits will be better than the past because
Amen.
Of your prayer relationship with God. So what did Jesus say to them? He says that, say, in this manner, say. So we're going to see how we're going to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, that will be done. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9. We say it as a prayer. We run through. It's not a nursery rhyme. It's not a recitation. It's a prayer formula. It's a way of relating with God. What shall we do? After this manner, therefore, pray. It is a manner. It's a formula. It's a guideline. There are guidelines. It says, come, pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Next verse. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Next verse. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's called the Lord's Prayer. So we're going to go into this. What does it mean? So what does that mean? When you come to the Lord, the first thing is to know our Father, which art in heaven, address him as your father. Address God not as deity, but as your father.
Amen.
Convince yourself that God is your daddy. Some of us come to God as if he's a mountain. He's not somebody who, Bible says that he can be touched, of the high priest, he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. I think it's in Hebrew. First of all, let me show you. God has emotions. God is a father. God is a personality. God, a father means a father who gave birth in the spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. You think it's your father alone who is father. Before your father became a father, he needed a father to make him a father. Yes. There was creation going on. How, who can make a sperm into a human being? No human being. They talk about every people, I made this. I created this. No, there's nothing like created. You didn't invent. You discovered. You mixed what was there already.
Yeah.
Where are your raw materials? Nobody in this world ever has any raw materials. Edison discovered the light bulb. Whatever it is, it's great, but it was a discovery. He realized when you put this and this together, light will spark up. Great, but the materials were there. Your father knows how to make a baby. Well, he should make a sperm. Well, your mother should make an egg or create an ovary. Ladies and gentlemen, so when we come to fathers, the original father is God, our father.
Amen.
And listen, never approach God the way Israel had a problem with accepting God as father. So much so that when Moses said, I'm going to speak to God, they didn't believe it. He said, where is this God? By the time Moses went to pray to a God who can be spoken to, who can be interacted with, you know, some of you are surprised when somebody says, I'll pray for 1 hour. I'll pray for 6 hours. I'll pray for 7 hours. Moses prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. And just like the Israelites, many of you are surprised. How possible? The Israelites were shocked. They said, as for this Moses, we don't know what has happened. It's not possible. God is not. Where is he gone? He's going to speak to God. Where is he? You know what they did? They created a golden calf. And at that time, Aaron was not spiritual. He had just been elected by God because Moses said, I can't. So he was not spiritual. He agreed, put all their gold together. The gold that God gave them from the Egyptians to make them rich, they put it in a golden calf. Sometimes God makes us rich, and instead of drawing to him, we rather draw to deities and other things. And look at what happened. They made a god out of gold. He said, this is the God who brought us. Because they couldn't believe that God could be interacted with. God had emotions. God should speak. God would. All of us, most of us who don't pray for a long time because we don't believe who he is. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he exists. He's real. He's a father. He's even a rewarder of them who diligently seek him.
Amen.
Anytime you come to God, convince yourself. Speak. Oh, Father, our Father which art in heaven. All of us, treat God as Father.
Amen.
Treat God with emotion. Come to God lifting your hands. Sing. As you're singing, just, you know, one time I knelt down as I was praying. I got up and my sister, one of my sisters said, you guys, when you pray, You behave as if God is just sitting right there as you are praying. And I looked at her, I said, yes, that is what I feel. Then I realized that she's also a Christian. I realized that she doesn't believe in the existence of God in a personal way, the way we do. No, if you do, every morning you will come, you will kneel down and you believe in the presence of God, God your Father. And all of you who are parents, young people, you never get out of the house without going to address your parent first. Do you?
No.
It's because you believe your parent is there. You go and ask for your money for school. You go and ask, could you drop me off? You go and ask, could you give me some this? You go and ask, mom, I'm finished. Will you drop me off? That is how God should be to all of us. Amen. Yeah. The same way you are a child, you don't know how things are going. So you ask for help. Get up and say, our Father which art in heaven. Jesus Christ was like that. Mark 1:35. Bible says he woke a great while before day. He arose. He went to a far place, solitary place, and there he prayed. Yeah, that's how to treat a father. That's how I know that your father is God. No child of you. Will you be happy if your child, every morning, the child gets up. By the time you get up, the child has walked. He says, I'm going, 7 year old. He says, I'm going to school, walking on the highway in this snow.
Mercy.
It's dangerous and reckless for a Christian to walk out there. You don't know what's going to happen to you. So every morning, Jesus taught us the first thing is acknowledge that he's your father. Treat him the way you would treat your biological father. And don't say it. Don't doubt. The only reason why he said, say our father, he said, because one of them asked, teach us to pray. If he had asked, teach me to pray, he said, he would say, when you come, say my father, which is in heaven. So it's personal. That's the first thing. Treat God as a real father. I've come to you as a father. That's what I do. Every day. And because I have remained a child, even kneeling down makes me a little child, even some more. I become shorter. Kneel down and become shorter so that you can say, yeah, daddy, I'm short. Lift me up. And then when you start that way, he will lift you up. Surely will lift you up. Clap for the Lord. So our Father, which art in heaven, is the first step. Then the next thing is, hallowed be thy name. The next thing is thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So the first is acknowledge as your father practically, personally, relationally, intimately, physically, and spiritually.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I do. God is so real to me. Eh? God is not real to those who don't make him real. He's as real as you make him. He said that he that cometh to me must believe in the reality of my existence. Wow. Otherwise, nothing will happen. Wow. I'm not surprised, therefore, that prayer is a chore. But speaking to your father is not a chore. So, number one, do that. Number two, come. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name is a worship. Hallowed, holy, great. Give me some meanings of hallowed. Sister Ariel. Yeah. Give me some synonyms. Hallowed be thy name. That is when we come with thanksgiving. Bible says in Psalm 100 and verse 4, come into his presence, verse 3, with singing. Hallowed means holy.
Consecrated.
Consecrated. Venerated. Sacred. Blessed. Divine. So you come.
Sanctified.
Sanctified. What? Honored. Honored. Highly honored. Sacrosanct. Wow.
Divine.
Divine. Supernatural. So you come to the Lord with all these. You see how hallowed be thy name. That is all part of it. Come with veneration, with reverence, with sacred adoration. Bible says in Psalm 100 and verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Lord, I give you my heart. I bless your name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallow thy name. Hallow the name of the Lord. Make his name glorious. Sing. And every Christian, this is where every Christian, there are some songs that make you connect fast to God. When you hear a song that really touches your heart and that gives you a certain open-heartedness to worship God. Use that as your entry point to God's presence. God's presence is opened with worship and thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
Amen.
That's the password. You don't know the password. You didn't come with your password. I'm sorry. People have lost their whole computers because they lost their password. Everything in the computer would be useless without accessing with the password. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, those of us who just come to the Lord without worship, without praise, without thanksgiving, you just go straight, straight, straight. It's like raping a woman.
Mercy.
There's no joy.
Mercy.
No. Let me tell you, praise and worship creates an atmosphere for his presence. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of Israel, his people. That is what brings his existence. He comes when you praise. How can you go and then speak to somebody who never came? Who never existed? Jesus knew. Even when he was feeding the 5,000 in John chapter 6, verse 11, he said he gave thanks and the whole miracle happened. He knew that if there was one thing he should do, he should just give thanks. That's all he did, and the miracle happened. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, Bible says that be anxious about nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication. Remember this, whatever you say, it must be with thanksgiving before you let your request be made known unto God. You come, boom, boom. Lord, give me. I'm called Jimmy.
Merci.
You are Jimmy. Jimmy.
Merci.
You have Jimmy? No. Come and sing, worship, kneel down, lift up your hands personally. Oh, my goodness, the difference it makes. Listen, going to pray without worship is like entering a honeymoon without a wife.
Hey, mercy.
You have just wasted the flight. You call it honeymoon. Some of the prayer is not prayer because it lacks the entry password, the atmosphere.
Yeah, preaching.
Preach it.
Christians must learn. Sometimes that's all you can get. I mean, just sing and just move. You'll be amazed. Listen, when King Saul was sick, Bible says that they called all the divine. They couldn't do anything. David just arrived with spiritual songs like he played in the wilderness, in the backside of the wilderness with his sheep. The thing that gave him strength to overcome Goliath. The thing that gave him strength to overcome the bear and the lion. What worship. We still sing David's worship song, 150 psalms. And David was a man after God's own heart. He didn't ask for much. Look in the Bible. What were the prayers? He actually rather said, I will not give to God what doesn't cost me anything. Even sometimes they will come and attack. He said, look, let it be. If this is what God wants to do for me, no problem. David loved to worship, but he had everything to the point where he created wealth for his son Solomon. We are not the way we are because we are not worshipful people.
That's it.
Access God with worship. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. And just with those worship songs and strumming on the harp, the demons left. He didn't even say, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Sometimes just by worship,
Amen.
All the demons that are destroying us will just leave.
Amen.
We just leave.
Yes, sir.
Sons of Sceva, in the name of the Jesus whom Paul preaches, get out. He didn't worship. He didn't do anything. He did not adore. He did not venerate God. When you lift, the Bible says that if he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto himself. If I be lifted up. The thing that makes God God is the thanksgiving and the worship. Psalm 69, verse 30. Psalm 69, verse number 30 to 32. Psalm 69. Bible says that, thanksgiving. I mean, God, in fact, he said, but I will praise the name, yes, of the Lord God with a song. And I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Your God becomes suddenly great with thanksgiving.
Wow.
And then the next verse, he says, I love it. This also shall please the Lord better than the ox or bullock that has horns and hoofs. Better. And then the verse 32 says, the humble shall see this and be glad. And your heart that will live, that is seeking God. Suddenly your heart will come alive. You are coming to see God. You came with worship. You came with praise. Suddenly life will come to your prayer life. Life will come to that, your heart. That dull heart that finds it difficult to seek God will suddenly come alive again.
Amen.
The thing that makes it difficult to seek God is the lack of worship, lack of thanksgiving, lack of appreciation of who God is through worship. You have all kinds of, let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey,
let's talk about, but no worship song, no praise song.
Wow.
I want to wake up with you. I want you to be the first thing I see. You're talking about fornication. Fornication. Me, I want God to be the first thing I see.
Amen.
I want God to be the first person I speak to.
Amen.
Even my wife, I do not speak to until I've spoken to God. That's how great he is. That's how personal he is. Today, start doing that. Have a collection of songs.
Amen.
Songs that tickle your fancy about God. Have a collection and let those songs play. I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence.
Amen.
I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are.
We love it.
I want to be where you are.
Wow.
Dwelling in your presence. Hallelujah.
Continue.
Feasting at your table. Surrounded by your glory. In your presence.
Yes, sir.
That's where I always want to be. Then you add.
Wow.
I just want to be with you. If that's all you can do before you get up and it's 1 hour, believe me, you are better off. Then you go to the next one. You see, so the first one, hallowed be thy name, the Lord's Prayer. The next one, pray that for the kingdom of God to come, thy kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. God's kingdom has to do with his church, has to do with his pastors, has to do with his sheep, has to do with his environment. Pray for the church. Many of us, we go straight and we're praying for our money, praying about our children. Pray for the church. Pray, Lord, may your church be built up. May your kingdom come. May souls be won. Have you prayed about this service before? May this service be more powerful. Let that be your number one. Jesus taught us, you are teaching yourself how to pray for your underpants, how to pray for your shoes, how to pray for your handkerchief, how to pray for your job. But you don't pray about anything about the kingdom. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things you are asking, not that you will ask, they will be added to you. If you finish by saying, Lord, you are my father, I hallow you, worship, and you say, let your kingdom come, you pray about the church, you pray for souls, you pray for church growth, you pray that we'll have a cathedral, you pray that this transition next week, we are coming back to church, that look, when they come, Lord, cover them, let the anointing be, let there be a fast growing, the
Amen.
Cathedral come, let, oh my goodness, you pray, Lord, today we're going to church, may no church member be left behind.
Amen.
Lord, as Bishop is preaching, please give him long life so that he will build more churches. Lord, let your churches be built. And when you see some problem in another church, you go on your knees, you pray about the kingdom. You pray about the children's church. Lord, I know that some of the children are really struggling with what this. Let them, you pray, Lord, let the gospel enter into the schools again.
Mm-hmm.
You pray, Lord, deliver, let our president become whatever, pro-Christian, pro-church. Pray for the kingdom of God. Pray for the kingdom. Look, at a certain point, you pray for the kingdom so much. A whole lot of, he says, seek first. First. That's how you should pray. And all these things shall be added. Maybe that's the reason why your television is getting spoiled, because you haven't prayed. You haven't prayed for the Zoom to work. You are rather complaining. Instead of complaining and criticizing, please don't complain. Pray for the church. Pray for that pastor. Pray for that church member. Pray for divine healing. Thy kingdom come. Then the next thing is that pray that the will of the Lord will be done. Pray that the will of the Lord will be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The Lord, have control. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done. What does that mean? Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Your will. Your will. That means that what you purpose, let it come to pass. Many of us, Bible says, I believe it's in, is it Proverbs 19, 21? Please check. Many are the devices of a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, it shall stand. Proverbs 19, 21. I think that's what it is. 19. Yeah. There are many devices in a man's heart. I'm not talking devices as in an iPad in the man's heart. Many are, the devices means thoughts, knowledge, plans, purposes. And nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that it shall stand. You know, learn to pray, Lord, let your will be done in my finances. Let your will be done in my marriage. Let your will be done in my relationships. Let your will be done in my children. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, in everything you want, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
Amen.
So I've learned to pray, Lord, I commit it to you. If this was heaven, what would you have done? Do it the heaven way for me. If you, I gave you full control, how would you do it? Do it. This situation, if you were to solve it, what would you do? I want yours. Jesus Christ, even on the cross, said, Father, I, if it's possible, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Ladies and gentlemen, when you pray this way, you get answers to prayers. Eh? Answers to prayers. Jesus is the one teaching you. Believe him. Believe him. He's been with the Father. Believe him. If you can't believe Jesus' prayer, whose prayer can you believe? You've set up your prayer. How long have you known God? In the beginning, he was there. Without him was not anything that was made. So when Jesus says this, me, I follow you. Your will be done. I prayed your will be done my whole full 1 year before I came to America. Your will be done. Okay? So pray from today. Your will be done. Let your will be done in this. And you can pray your will be done for 1 hour, 2 hours. Okay? Now, the next thing is what? Now, we are now coming to what you usually pray for. It's about number six. Give us this day our daily bread. It is nowhere near the top. You have not acknowledged God as Father. You have come as if he's a golden calf. You have not worshipped. You have not praised him. You have not said anything good about who he is, venerated him. You have not prayed for his kingdom. You have not prayed about... Some of you have never prayed for the church before.
Mercy.
Some of you have never prayed for me before. Some of you have never prayed for souls before. You have never prayed for your ministry before. That's all thy kingdom come. Lord, what will you have me do? Paul, his first prayer was, Lord, what will you have me do? What do you have in the church for me? As we are coming to the to church back, some of you need to take on jobs of cleaning the place, of arranging the chairs, of being there to give the sanitizer to people. God for the Lord Jesus. Pray about let your kingdom come. Let me work for you. Those prayers, my goodness. My goodness. Bible says all other things shall be added. Thy kingdom come. Then thy will be done. I prefer what you prefer. Let your will be done. I know I have a will. You know, the last time the Lord told me by the Holy Spirit that, you know, when you were but a blood clot in your mother's womb, you didn't make any decisions. Yet, I made you grow. I fed you. I gave you your sex, male. You had no choice in that. When you came out the first day, you had never made a sound. I made you cry to give alertness that there's life in you. You had no chance in that. I gave you the voice. From that time on, I caused somebody to carry you and to call you a son, put you on the breast. I gave you food. I fed you for 2 years. You couldn't say a word. You couldn't make any decision. But I made all the decisions for you. I made all the decisions for you. And they were right. Look at you today. When after 2 years, they weaned you from the breast, I caused somebody to stick with you and to feed you, to pay your fees, to give you clothes, to make decisions where to live, what to wear, until you were 18. And now you say you're too grown. You don't have anything to do with me. Do you know how decisions have been made about you? Now pray, let my will be done. You said foolish prayer. You want things you want. You don't want my will. My will has made you from a clot to come out of the womb. From the womb, it has given you food. From when you couldn't speak or even express your own feelings, I kept you. Today, I have given you the ability to express your own self, and that's an insult to me. Because of that, you can't pray, let your will be done. What a fool. Anybody who doesn't pray such a prayer, you are a fool.
Mercy.
You're a fool. Because when you didn't know anything, look at this. Now, rather that you know something, you should say, hey, you carried me through these 18 years, 21 years. I can trust you with the rest of my 70 years. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Let your will be done. That's why I pray that prayer. That's why I think Jesus' prayer is the best prayer. Because when I could not say anything, it was God's will being done anyway. And now that I can say something, it's even easier. Then you come, give us this day our daily bread. Then you can ask for that car that you want. What's your daily bread? What are the things you need on in a daily basis? Yeah. You need food? You need a job? You need clothing? Ask. That's your right. Ask.
Man.
Give us this day our daily bread. And you need a car daily. You need money. Ask. It's okay. He wants you to have it. And forgive us our debts. Then you ask for forgiveness. As we forgive others their trespasses, you ask, God, help me to forgive others. Lead us not into temptation. Then you pray about temptations. You know, I don't have time, so I'm just running through. Pray about temptations. The tempter is the devil. Lead us not into temptation. Temptations are things that make you fail. It's like we are watching for you to fall. Don't let me fall is what you are saying. Don't let me fall. Father, help your children. Where's Sister Ariel? Don't let them fall by the way. Yeah. So you ask, Lord, deliver me from temptations. Somebody at work has set a trap for you. You'll be delivered.
Amen.
Yeah. The devil has caused some snow to be on the way to kill you. You'll be delivered.
Amen.
A girl has hidden somewhere, a strange woman, to break your virginity as a boy, to break your virginity as a girl. To rape you, you'll be delivered.
Amen.
Somebody is giving you something. It's actually a trap to infuse HIV into you. You'll be delivered from temptations.
Amen.
And then, but deliver us from evil. Evil. There's evil in this world. You know, there's somebody you meet that day you get COVID. God will deliver you. If you can pray this kind of prayer, God will deliver you.
Amen.
There's one day, there's somebody, that person, immediately you meet a person, it's a COVID time. Yeah, it's an accident. Evil. Deliver me from evil. What are some of the evils? So much evil. Jesus said, he prayed for us in John 17, verse 15. He said, Father, don't take them from this world, but take them from the evil of this world. Take them from the evil. John chapter 17, verse 15. You see that? I pray not that you should take them out of this world, but thou should keep them from the evil of this world, from the evil. Yeah, that's all in Jesus' prayer. You see what you are missing? If you don't use that prayer for, you see, by now, you can pray this prayer for days. And finally, you say, and thine is the power and the glory forever. For thine is the power. Message says, Lord, you can do anything. That's why I'm asking you. Anything you want to do, you can do. Anything you want to give me, you can give me. That's when you finish the prayer by saying, Lord, I know that the prayer has been answered. He said, I come to the right person. Because you, thine, you own the power to do anything. You own the glory. For thine is the what?
The power.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory. You are king. If your father is Biden, what executive order cannot be signed? Your friend has an immigration problem. It's not a problem at all. He can do it. Your friend needs a job. My goodness. Can you imagine you carry a recommendation written by the president himself? For thine is the kingdom. Sometimes I tell the Lord, Lord, you can do anything. I like the message version. It says you can do anything you feel like doing. For thine is the kingdom. You are king. You have the power. There are some people who say they are king, but they have no power. One lady told us, you know, I'm a queen, okay? And then somebody said, you are a queen. You think we are in Cameroon? We are in America. Excuse me. Move away before I slap you. Yeah, a queen without a kingdom. Queendom. Okay, so this is a king. Yours is the kingdom. You have the kingdom, you have the power, and you have the pomp, the glory. You have everything that makes you king. Forever, not only for a period. President Trump was for 4 years. He thought he was going to be 8 years. Yours is the kingdom forever. If you begin to learn to ask God, through this prayer, forever you shall eat. Forever you shall be decorated. Amen. Forever you shall be blessed. Amen. That's why the Lord's Prayer is my kind of prayer. And I pray that it will be your kind of prayer. Amen. And this week, when you come 5 to 6, that's a prayer we'll be praying every day, 5 to 6, and you can carry it on. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord honor you. May the Lord teach you. May you learn Jesus' style of prayer. And Jesus, put your hands together, rise to your feet.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What a prayer. Put your hand on your heart as we prepare for our communion. As we prepare, don't go away. Don't go away. Don't turn that dial. Jesus is coming your room, coming your way right now with some angels that will teach you the way he taught the disciples. Father, teach your children. Holy Spirit, come. If you're here, you want a relationship with God, with Jesus right now. This is your opportunity. Jesus is teaching you to pray. Jesus is teaching you to love. Jesus is teaching you to have a relationship with the Father, our Father, which art in heaven. What a blessing. Jesus is giving you the strategy to win the Father's heart and to have access to his provisions. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to make a decision for Jesus now? Put your hand on your heart. And the rest of you join us and say this prayer. Say, Almighty Father.
Almighty Father.
I believe every word of Jesus Christ.
I believe every word of Jesus Christ.
I know he came to save me from my sins.
I know he came to save me from my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive
me for all my sins.
And wash me.
And wash me.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
I believe Jesus died for me.
I believe Jesus died for me.
And God raised him from the dead.
And God raised him from the dead.
By this confession of faith.
By this confession of faith.
I am born again. A bona fide child of the Lord. Please write my name. In the book of life.
And fill me.
With your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen.
We believe that the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed. You're